This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Road to Diagnosis. What do you do when you get a serious medical diagnosis at a moment when your career is finally taking off? Nicole Curry has this profile.
The big call from his agent came at a pretty mundane moment. Jake Odmark was standing in front of his kitchen cabinet, unpacking the only groceries he could afford, rice and beans.
And I saw that I had a voicemail.
This was in 2012, and Jake was an aspiring yet struggling actor in New York City. So he was pretty eager to listen to the voicemail.
You know, if you got an email from your agent, that was pretty common. But a voicemail, something happened.
He still has that message.
Hey, Jake, it's Gary. Give me a ring when you get the message. I'm going to forward an email to you. I just received an offer for you to be the temporary vacation swing in Spider-Man.
It may be a little hard to hear, but Jake was cast as a backup in the Broadway musical named Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
It was a 3-week contract, and I didn't care. I was like, it's my big break.
Then Jake's big break got even bigger. His 3-week contract turned into more permanent roles. First, he played Flash, Peter Parker's bully, and eventually he played Spider-Man himself. Once he took on the bigger roles, his job included some pretty intense training.
When I first got cast, they said all of our Spider-Men have to go train at a private gym in Tribeca. So I showed up, and next thing I knew, I was on, you know, slant boards and BOSU balls and doing all sorts of stuff I had never done before. They were training us to strengthen our ankles and wrists and backs because all of us flew and had to land like Spider-Man. You know, you had to land in the Spidey pose.
Jake worked hard, and he became stronger than he had imagined. He was succeeding in his breakout role. His bills were paid, and he could now afford to buy more than rice and beans. Life was great, but then...
all of a sudden, one day, there was blood in my stool.
Jake was scared, and even though he hates going to the doctor, he called a gastroenterologist right away. When the appointment date arrived, anxious Jake was met with a pretty relaxed doctor. Without running tests or scheduling a scan, the doctor told Jake he was probably experiencing some inflammation in his digestive tract, and a simple pill would alleviate his symptoms. And it worked. The blood disappeared.
Pills did me great for about 6 months. It was honestly something I kind of forgot about. The pills ran out. I was feeling fine, so I thought, that's fine, I'm done. And obviously should not have done that.
Because the blood came back.
But this time it doesn't worry me because I remember how easy it was to get rid of it the first time. So I thought, oh, I'll deal with that later.
Later turned into 3 months. So he called the doctor back to get a refill of those pills he took before.
And he said, well, how long has it been back? And I said, about 3 months. And he goes, well, that drug's not going to work. So you have to have a colonoscopy right now.
Jake did that immediately. And the results came in. Jake was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. It's a serious inflammatory disease in your digestive tract. It can cause a variety of chronic symptoms like abdominal pain, weight loss, fatigue, and even life-threatening blood loss.
I was immediately told that I needed to do some heavy, heavy, heavy changes in my life.
Jake was given very strong steroids, but he wasn't ready to really accept what this diagnosis meant.
Not super worried about it, right? Because the pills worked so well the first time. I thought, well, now he's going to put me on even stronger stuff. It's definitely going to work this time. But little did I know that was the start of about 5 years of really, really strong flare-up that I could never really get rid of any of the symptoms. And the symptoms went from just blood in the stool to complete exhaustion to losing about 40 pounds to not being able to eat anything without, you know, having it come out the wrong way. I was a very sick Crohn's patient.
Reality set in. Jake was juggling two different lives now. One as a very active Broadway actor, and the other as a sick Crohn's patient. Balancing these two lives was incredibly tough and soon became close to impossible.
In 2016, I woke up to a call from my doctor who said, you need to go get a double blood transfusion today. And I said, no, I have 2 shows that I can't miss. And he said, you have less than half the blood in your body. If you don't go today, something really catastrophic could happen.
Jake was losing so much blood because of intestinal bleeding related to the illness.
So he said, I already set it up. You have to go to the hospital. And this was 9 a.m. My show was at 2. I had to be there at 1. So I thought maybe I could get a blood transfusion and go to do my show. I'll never forget. I went to the hospital. I checked myself in and they hooked me up. And next thing I know, I was getting these huge bags of blood just put into my body.
The blood transfusion was going well, but time was running out. Jake still had to make it to his show.
Oh, I had to call my stage manager and I had to say, you know, I think I'm going to be a little late. I'm in the hospital and I'm getting a double blood transfusion.
Jake's stage manager gave him the okay to arrive late. So he left the hospital around 1:15 and it would take him at least 30 minutes to arrive at the theater.
So I sit in traffic, you know, I'm not supposed to walk, I'm not supposed to run, obviously, or bike. So I just sit in traffic and I get there, it's pretty late. And I run up the stairs and I'm lightheaded and I'm just got to the hospital. I still have, you know, the bandage on my arm and I'm putting on my costume. I'm running to do the show. And the stage manager comes in and says, I'm so glad you made it. Just to let you know, we are going to have to fine you because you were late.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I was tired of being sick. In a world of show business, you can't show weakness. You know, actors take headshots every 3 months trying to make themselves look as good as possible. And here I was looking like a patient, you know, walking around doing Broadway shows.
So Jake wondered, instead of living a double life, could he tackle his disease head on by becoming physically stronger? And would this improve his condition?
So I called my old trainer from Spider-Man who trained us at that gym.
The trainer agreed to help Jake. He wrote up a 15-week training program, and it was no joke.
I trained legs 3 times a week. I did abs 3 times a week. I did upper body the other 2 days and then a cardio day. It was hours at the gym. Not to mention, I was making all the food that he wanted me to make. I bought hundreds of dollars of supplements, individual ingredients that would make like potions of a shake, you know, and all this stuff, hoping to get myself physically in better shape. And what was amazing is that for those 15 weeks, my symptoms really started to diminish.
Jake gained about 15 pounds. His frail body had now packed on some muscle. His skin no longer looked gray or green, and his body was doing much better at maintaining a good blood count.
It really set my body up to where I am now.
But Jake gained more than physical strength. His mindset changed. This experience taught him that he didn't have to be a victim in his own situation. As he reflects, he owes most of his progress to his mind rather than his physical body.
When I was on all those drugs, and I still was taking the drugs, the steroids and the anti-inflammatories, they caused my like emotional and like mental state to be so foggy and down and gray. But the endorphins from the workout and just seeing the results, just seeing that every day was the motivation and the feeling like I could take control of myself as opposed to just being at the will of the diagnosis was so huge for me. So it put me in a much better emotional state, which I think in turn helped my body for sure. I went from feeling like a victim to feeling like I'm in control. You're more than your diagnosis. You're more than, you know, the symptoms they say you're going to have. You don't have to.
Jake Oatmark says his Crohn's disease is in remission and he's still acting in New York. Nicole Curry reported this story.